Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report, my weekend report. This report is good until, well, let's just say 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, August 7th. Not that we're being too exact, but after that, the report, it just, it self-destructs and it goes away. Unless, of course, you have iTunes and then you can hear it there. So, let's not be overly dramatic about it, I suppose. You know, I am not surprised that people get attacked by alligators in Florida. That's where they live, right? Lots of alligators in Florida and Georgia and, you know, the whole bayou area, maybe Louisiana. But I am a little surprised that they found an alligator in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Not the home of the Simpsons, that would be Springfield, and I'm not sure we know what state that is, to be honest with you. But they found an alligator, about 180 pounds, roaming around the backyard in West Springfield, Massachusetts. They called the zoo showed up, they had no idea what this thing was. They thought it was a dinosaur, because we don't see alligators here in the Northeast. Now, it's very possible that the alligator was owned by the homeowner. Maybe it was a pet. They tried to domesticate an alligator. I'm not sure how you do that, but apparently they were trying, perhaps. This is not Lake Placid all over again. Not Lake Placid, okay? Maybe the alligator was just trying to go to Disney World. Maybe he got lost on the way to Disney World. Maybe he was trying to flee Disney World. Maybe that's more to the point, since they're trapping him and killing him down there. But if you're in West Springfield, Massachusetts, be careful. Be careful, there are these large reptiles crawling around, so watch your dogs, watch your kids, and be safe. Be safe. Always be safe. But let's get to this weekend's headlines. First off, Zika is on the move, as more and more cases of infected mosquitoes in this country are popping up. What is the government doing to save us? Also, will this new information about a $400 million ransom paid to Iran help swing polls back in favor of Donald Trump? He could use it right now. He could use it. We'll also talk about Barack Hussein Obama and his continued lawlessness by commuting the sentences of over 200 potentially dangerous federal prisoners, some of which were actually serving life sentences. And we're going to talk about polls. There's a lot of polls out today and the last couple of days that don't look good on the surface, and trending-wise don't look good either. But maybe there is something of a turnaround about to happen. We'll talk about that. But first, let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do, with the salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would like to hear your son or your daughter or even yourself, maybe your coworkers, maybe at a block party, whatever it might be, say the Pledge of Allegiance here on the Rhino Report. We'll play it. Just send it to me in a WAV or MP3 or MP4 file, something like that. And you can send that to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll get you on there and we'll give you a shout-out. There's not much better than a shout-out from me. I can attest to that. That's a cool thing. Very, very cool. Before we get too far into the show, let us do this. Let us take a minute to acknowledge a couple of our very cool, very nice affiliates that air this show all week long and on weekends. We have K98Talk.com. We're on at 11 p.m. Eastern Time there. Gotta check out that station. Good station. Also, Red Nation Rising Radio. We're on the Liberty feed. We're on the Justice feed. We're live on Red Nation Rising Radio at 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. That's, and then we we replay on Red Nation Rising Radio just all week long, all week long. But catch the live show. We do call-ins. It's a lot of fun. And also, of course, we can't leave out our affiliate down there in Jasper, Florida, WJHC 107.5. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging in there. A lot of the emails I get come from that area, and I respond to most of you. Most of you are pretty nice. Most of you are pretty nice. You put up with my Northern New York Yankee stuff, even though I'm a Mets fan. I'm still a Yankee, I guess, right? Always will be. Always will be. I love the South. You guys are really nice. I have a lot of fun when I go there, but I need snow. I need snow. I can't live without it. I need snow. I need frozen ponds to play hockey on. I need frozen lakes, snowmobiling. That's the kind of person I am. But beautiful, beautiful country down there in Florida. Now, speaking of Florida, if you are listening on 107.5 right now, I need you to go and put on some bug spray. You gotta go get some Deep Woods Off or some Cutter or whatever it is you use. And you gotta put on long sleeves, and you gotta pull your socks up over your pants, you gotta look like a real nerd for a little while, because we need to get this Zika thing under control. Under control. We are being so reactive about this that it's sickening, quite literally. We knew this was coming for months and months and months. For 12 months, all we could hear about was, oh, Zika here, Zika there, Zika everywhere. That's all we could hear. Now, for the longest time, the cases of Zika in this country were coming from outside the country. Either people that had traveled to an affected area, or what was happening more often than that were people who get infected who live in the Dominican Republic, who live in Colombia, who live in Brazil, who want to come here for our medical care. Oh, go figure. Go figure. And you know what? While they're here, they may just produce an anchor baby. Who knows, right? Kill two birds with one mosquito. But we're being too reactive about this. I've mentioned on this show before that here on Long Island, we have a problem for the last 7, 8, 9 years or so with West Nile. West Nile was a big issue. It kind of first sprung up here, and then it started migrating around the country. Now, here on Long Island, our politicians, first of all, they suck. They're absolutely terrible. I wouldn't vote for any of them. I wouldn't elect any of them even dog catcher, let alone county executive or legislators, whatever else. But we have West Nile pop up, and everyone runs around like a chicken with its head cut off, figuring out what we can do. What can we do? Now, mind you, West Nile is not a new disease. It has been around for a long time. In fact, it's been around so long that horses who are particularly susceptible to it, there's a whole strain called equine encephalitis, they have a vaccine for it. Most of these horses, whether they're show horses or jumpers or whatever they may be, maybe they're at Wellington in Florida, maybe they're up at Hits up in Saugerties, New York, they get vaccinated for this equine encephalitis. Because people were aware of it. Horses were dying. So, what do? We make a vaccine. All of a sudden, no more horses die from it. Now, with Zika, we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming and did nothing. Just like West Nile. See, here on Long Island, they don't spray for West Nile until they have some confirmed cases. They need 4, 5, or 6 people to go to the hospital with these West Nile-like symptoms. They take their blood, they test it, they spin it, whatever they do to the blood, they find out that you have West Nile, and then they send out a team of mosquito catchers. Yeah, mosquito catchers. This is a tough job, right? They gotta find like 25 mosquitoes that have West Nile in them. And now it takes a few weeks to get those results back. Next thing you know, it's the middle of December, nary a mosquito to be found, and now they're gonna spray. Too little, too late, people got infected, people died. But it's the reactive nature of our government that costs people their lives, especially in situations like this. If you turn your attention to Ebola for just a minute, what was that, about 18 months ago, a year ago, whatever it was, with the whole Ebola thing over there in Western Africa and the Ivory Coast. Ebola has been around for a long time. People have been dying from Ebola for as long as people have been around. Now, some say it may come from eating monkey meat or something. I don't know where it comes from. I have no idea. I have no clue where it comes from. All I know is it's very, very deadly. But there are procedures in place, precautions we can take to prevent the spread of it. Now, everybody was flipping out about bringing patients here to treat them, the one or two that came here. And then we had the woman in New Jersey who was flipping out because Chris Christie quarantined her. But there were procedures in place. Even the WHO said, you know what? This could be a pandemic. We have to really, really turn our attention to it. And we allotted a lot of money, and a lot of resources to make sure it didn't come here. Because we know the devastating effects that it can have. Well, Zika, we know very little about. We don't know nearly as much about Zika as we did about Ebola. See, Zika, they thought originally only affected, like, babies. They were born with these very small heads. And it was terrible, a terrible thing. And then it was, well, you know, maybe if somebody has it, they could spread it through sexual contact. Now we're learning there's the possibility that if this disease mutates enough and it goes through enough different people, that it could become airborne. They're saying you could catch diseases like Guillain-Barré, all of these terrible, terrible things, all from a little mosquito bite. A little tiny mosquito bite from an undocumented mosquito. That's what I'm calling them, the undocumented mosquitoes. We didn't invite them here. They don't do anything of consequence. They don't contribute to the economy. In fact, they're a drain now on the economy. They're undocumented mosquitoes. But for months, we knew it was coming. We all saw the maps, right? These kind of animated maps of the country that showed, well, it's going to start in Florida and then creep its way up through Georgia, and then Texas will get involved, and next thing you know, New York City. We all saw the animated maps, and did anyone go around spraying a chemical to try and prevent it? No. The answer is no. Did the government put aside enough money to deal with this? Again, the answer is no. They had billions of dollars that were being earmarked for the prevention and the eradication of Zika in this country. But then everybody has to stick their spoon into the soup. Everybody has to now attach things to these bills. Well, yeah, we should spray for these mosquitoes, but let me attach this little addendum that says we'll never build a wall ever again into this bill too. And then we'll attach an addendum that bans guns. They can't focus on one thing. They can't just do something that might actually help the American people. They are incapable of doing it. Totally incapable. Florida knew this was coming. Every day now, we're seeing more and more cases of people who are infected with Zika due to infected mosquitoes, that are found here in this country now. It started out with 4, then it was 7, then it was 24, now it's like 40 people have Zika because they got bit here in this country, and we could have been spraying all along. We saw the maps. We saw where it was going to start. We knew where it was going to begin. And we did nothing. Now the treatment falls onto the shoulders of the local municipalities who don't have a pot to piss in. Most of these local municipalities are broke. Dead broke. Everyone in this country at this point is just about dead broke. So now you have guys walking around in these CDC suits spraying some chemical we know nothing about, being reactive. Being reactive. The only job of your government is to protect you. That is the only job of the government. You can read the Constitution any way you want. Backwards, forwards, upside down, in the bathtub. It doesn't matter how or where you read it. That's what it says. The only job of government is to protect its people. They have failed to do it yet again. Yet again, if it's not bullets flying at us from ISIS, it's mosquitoes flying at us from Brazil. When is enough enough? When do we hold our politicians accountable for this? Donald Trump is trying, and he's catching all sorts of flack. You have to endorse Paul Ryan. You have to endorse John McCain. You can't not endorse them. Why? Because they might lose? Good. Good. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But now, not only are we going to be reactive in nature when it comes to dealing with a deadly virus such as Zika, not only is that the case, but now we're going to send our best athletes and 500,000 spectators to the epicenter of Zika. Rio de Janeiro, the epicenter. Forget the fact that buildings are going to fall down there. That the engineers in Rio won't even sign off on the construction because they said it can't carry the loads they're supposed to carry, and it was built in haste with not a whole lot of care. Forget the fact that the water in the bay is so polluted you could walk across it. Forget the fact that Rio is not what everybody thinks. The girl from Ipanema. It's not that. It is not that at all. It is essentially a third world city. There's crime, there's corruption, there's no security. No security. There's slums all over the place. But if you watch NBC and you watch the coverage of the Olympics, they're not going to show you that. There's no need to show you that. The whole point of the Olympics is to generate tourism. That is the only point of them. If that wasn't the point, they would have 4 or 5 designated sites that every 4 years had the Olympics. 2 in a cold weather climate and 2 or 3 in a warm weather climate. That would make a whole lot more sense. And it would stop bankrupting these cities. These cities build these huge venues. They do them on the cheap. Look what happened in Sochi 2 years ago. These athletes showed up. There weren't even toilets in the room. They were going to the bathroom in holes in the tile. There was no windows in the buildings. It looked like Eastern Europe. It was terrible. Sochi's a nothing now. It's like a ghost town. It's like Chernobyl. There's nothing going on there. And the same thing is going to happen here in Rio. Between the World Cup last year, the Olympics this year, they are dead broke. Dead broke. They haven't even tried to treat for Zika. They can't get 5 people with a rake on a beach to clean up the pollution. They can't do it. But we're going to send our best athletes there. We're going to send lots of spectators. And we're going to send horses too. Go figure, right? And those horses will go. They'll compete in their equestrian events, whatever it may be, Grand Prix jumpers or whatever it is. And they'll ship them back to this country. And they're going to have mosquitoes in those crates. And those, wherever those horses go, you know that those mosquitoes aren't going to sit in quarantine like the horses have to when they come back into the country. They're going to fly you right out. Right out the containment and into the general public. People are going to bring mosquitoes back in their bags. It's going to be in their luggage. It's going to be everywhere. And those who don't bring back mosquitoes will bring back the virus anyway, and now that we know it may be transmitted via sexual contact, here's your pandemic, or epidemic anyway. Maybe that's why they're handing out 450,000 condoms to the athletes in Rio. 10,500 athletes get 450,000 condoms for 2 weeks. What are they doing down there, first of all? I thought they were supposed to be competing in sporting events. That's a lot. That's like 40 condoms per person for 2 weeks. I should have been an athlete. I should have gone to the Olympics. That sounds like a lot more fun to me. So we got this Zika to worry about. So you guys in Florida, be safe. Be careful. Put on your bug spray. Put on your long sleeve shirt, your mosquito nets, whatever. Don't get this. We do not know enough about it. This is not just some flu-like symptoms at the worst case. Some people don't even know they have it, which is pretty bad too. They become carriers in a way. So be careful. We're going to hear much, much more about this once the Olympics are over. Now, the only good thing about the Olympics, now I don't like the Summer Olympics, if you couldn't tell. The only good thing about them is that now NBC, on all of their news programming, they're going to have to spend 10 minutes at the beginning of every show talking about the Olympics. That's the only good thing about them right now. So NBC and Lester Holt and all these other guys, they can't lead with Donald Trump's going to bankrupt us. Donald Trump's going to make sure we sink into the ocean. Donald Trump's going to... They can't lead with that anymore. For 2 weeks, they have to lead with the Olympics. Not Donald Trump. So that's good. That's good. That's going to put a little dent in Hillary's surge here. She has a big surge. We'll talk about that in a little bit. It's okay. Nobody panic. Don't complain. Her surge is coming at the wrong time. She is using up all the bullets right now. All of her bullets are getting used up. I'm not worried about it. You guys shouldn't be worried about it. But we want to talk about it a little bit more. We're going to take a quick break, quick little break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about Paul Ryan. We'll talk about John McCain. We'll talk about Donald Trump. We'll talk about Hillary Clinton. And we'll talk about a ransom. Who pays a ransom anymore? What is this, 1942? Who pays ransoms? All right, guys, hang in there. We'll be back here on the Rhino Report in just a minute.
You're listening to the Rhino Report, always right on the RWB Network.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report, this weekend edition of the show. Like I said at the top of the show, if you like the show, you want to hear more, lots and lots of ways to listen. Lots of ways to listen. We got like almost 1,000 new followers on social media in the last 2 weeks. The show's catching on. It's spreading like Zika, but in a good way, but in a good way. You can listen to the show on crntalk.com at 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Red Nation Rising Radio at 2 p.m., also 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and that is rednationrising.us/player. We're there, okay? Then you can also hear the show on podcast, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. We are on iHeartRadio. That, my friends, was not easy to do. Not easy to do. We didn't get the same kind of contract Rush Limbaugh got, you know. I guess that's okay. I guess we can hold out for a few more years until that chair is empty, and then maybe we'll fill it. But yeah, a lot of places to listen. K98talk.com, 11 p.m. every single night. Lots of cool places. So check us out. You can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. You can always, always email me. I'm awake all the time. Ask people that know me. I never sleep. I sleep like a half an hour a night, so I'll always respond. The email address, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. If you check out the website, rhinoreport.com, not only are there old episodes, they're all 138 episodes, whatever it is at this point, but there's articles there too. We have people that write for the show. They write some great articles. We have Tina and Robert. They're both really, really talented writers. And then we have some Rhino rants there. People like my rants. They like when I get snarky and quippy and, you know, kind of be that New York jerk. Some people like that. So I can do that. I can do that. You can check out rhinoreport.com if you want to write for the show. If you think you can be a writer and you want to start your career or at least maybe have fun writing and ranting and venting, you can write articles for the show. For the show and for the website, you can send those articles to my email address, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll get you posted up on the website. Most of our articles see about between 300 and 500 hits per day. Per day, yeah, that's a lot for a new writer. And so, if you want to start your career in writing, then let's do it that way. Start your career and write for the Rhino Report, and maybe you'll get discovered, but at the very least, you'll have a lot of very, very cool people following you. Everyone that follows this show is just, I mean, tremendously cool, tremendously supportive, and we have a great time. We have a great time talking. I'm not one of these guys that avoids you on Twitter and says, oh, I can't talk to you. No, I talk to everybody. I talk to everybody because, you know, you guys, this is your show. This is not my show. This is all about you, all about you. All right, let's talk. Speaking of you, let's talk about your representation. Let's talk about this because this is becoming an issue. Donald Trump is at a crossroads, a very, very big crossroads, perhaps the biggest crossroads he has been at yet. He has to decide now, will he support these incumbent GOP establishment candidates and go against everything he campaigned against, or will he continue the work he's been doing in making almost this new voter base, almost a new voter base? Now, I've said in the past, if you're a fan of the show, that I don't like titles. Conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, libertarian, anarchist, whatever. I don't like the titles. Because the titles pigeonhole you into something. Now, Donald Trump has to make this decision. Does he support Paul Ryan? Now, Paul Ryan is on the verge of getting beat in Wisconsin's 1st District. He is trailing Paul Nehlen by 5 points. All right, Ann Coulter, I think Laura Ingraham maybe, I could be wrong there. I know Sarah Palin have all been campaigning for Paul Nehlen. He's a business guy, that's what he is. And he's a Trumper. Now, Paul Ryan did endorse Donald Trump eventually, right? But at one point he said, you know what, I'm not there right now, we'll wait a little bit. And then he waited like a month and he goes, okay, I endorse Donald Trump, kind of, you know, as our president would say, very okey-doke. Right? Remember Obama said that, okey-doke? Could you imagine if I said that about our president? If I said Obama was okey-doke, I would never hear the end of it. But Donald Trump the other day says in an interview, you know what? He was asked if he was going to endorse Paul Ryan, and he goes, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Wow, karma sucks, huh? Karma's terrible. And he said that at the worst possible time for Speaker Ryan. Speaker Ryan had a 73-point lead on Paul Nehlen as recently as late May. May 23rd, I think the poll was, just off the top of my head. I like polls, you guys know that. I remember just about every number in every poll. I think it was 73% on May 23rd. Now, trailing by five. John McCain is in a very, very similar situation. Here's a senator, a U.S. senator, who has been in that position for as long as anybody can remember, and he's on the verge of losing to Dr. Ward, his primary. It's the establishment versus the anti-establishment once again. Now, what does Donald Trump do? Does he throw caution to the wind and say, you know what, we have a movement of people who were not that involved before? Maybe they aren't the biggest conservatives. Maybe they have some moderate leanings. Maybe they're very conservative. Maybe they're almost libertarian. But we have a movement of this just collection of people. Do I stick with my movement? Do I stick with what my heart told me, with what my gut told me to do in the beginning? The thing that resonated with people. Or am I looking at the polls and I'm seeing Hillary Clinton start to take off, primarily because of mainstream media, but starting to take off, and do I have to acquiesce now to the establishment and risk losing some of the voters I had already accrued? That would be the only thing that Donald Trump's voters wouldn't stand for. It is true, Donald Trump could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, and he wouldn't lose a voter. He wouldn't. None of his Trump supporters would ever, ever leave him. But if he supports establishment candidates, would then they think about leaving him? Is he trading in what got him the nomination for what might get him the presidency? This is a crossroads, a serious crossroads. He yelled about Bernie. Bernie abandoning his movement. He's tired, he has to go to sleep, he needs to get the early bird, right? All these funny little quippy lines about how Bernie just caved in and folded to the DNC, to Hillary Clinton, to Debbie Wasserman Schmuck. But is he doing the same thing? We're hearing he's going to endorse Paul Ryan at this rally in Green Bay. Maybe you've heard the rally by now because you're a time traveler and this show is airing on Sunday. But is he abandoning what he started? Is he doing the same thing? And that's a question I keep asking myself. I've supported Trump on this show. I believe it is important for somebody in media to tell you where they stand. I believe Chris Matthews and Lester Holt and all these people should wear I'm with her buttons. And Hannity should wear a Trump button. And Megyn Kelly, whatever it is she would wear. First of all, she has to grow her hair back. First of all, it looks terrible now. It looks like Justin Bieber. I hate her haircut now. But I think it's important you know where media figures stand. Because when you're listening to them, you're getting it from that slant. I have supported Trump in the past. This show endorsed Trump for whatever it was worth just after the New York primary. And I told you who I voted for in that New York primary because I should. That's the right thing to do. You should know where I'm coming from. And I gave you all the reasons why I chose to support Donald Trump in that primary. Was I wrong? Did I make a bad decision? That's something I'm wrestling with now. Because if Donald Trump goes and supports these people, he's abandoning what he started. He's pulling a Bernie Sanders. Maybe you don't win. Maybe we don't win in November. Yeah, that would be terrible. Absolutely terrible. But at least we could say we stuck to our principles. Does that make me sound like a never-Trumper now? I don't know. I'm wrestling with this. I don't know where to go with this. Hillary Clinton is running 1,000 ads a day on every single major news channel and TV channel out there. Every single one. They're all, you can't even click on a website. If you go to HuffingtonPost.com, 17 Hillary ads pop up. Donald Trump's running Instagram ads. And like Snapchat ads. And like some little Twitter ads. At a rally Hillary Clinton had just about 48 hours ago, she made a huge gaffe. She made a tremendous gaffe. She was talking about how Donald Trump wants to cut taxes to the rich. But she must have gone off the prompter. Democrats don't do well off the prompter. They have no original thought. They can't think on their own. Always remember that. But she must have gone off the prompter. And something in her brain glitched, and she said, "We are going to raise taxes on the middle class." Have you seen this clip yet? Go to YouTube and just type in the top, Hillary Clinton raised taxes, boom, it'll pop right up. She said, "We are going to raise taxes on the middle class." Now that was a gaffe. She didn't mean to say that, I don't think. Was it a Freudian slip? I don't know, maybe. Regardless, she said it, and she said it loud and clear. Now, what's the next step if you're Donald Trump, if you're Paul Manafort? What's the next step? You take that clip, you cut it down, and you put it in a 15-second commercial, and you air it on 4,000 TV stations nationwide from now until Election Day. That's what you do. She can't crawl out from that one. You have her now. But I haven't seen it. I would have had that commercial produced in a half an hour. A half an hour is all I would have needed to produce that commercial and get it running on every single TV station out there. 11 o'clock news, 6 o'clock news, the morning news. I would have paid on MSNBC and CNN. I would have paid their obscene advertising rates to get that clip. And you play it. You play it 125 times a day. There's your $1 billion. Use your $1 billion. Spend it right there. That wins you the election. 80% of this electorate is middle class. Why have we not seen that ad yet? You have to get your head in the game. His head is not in the game, and that's why I'm wrestling. That's why I'm wrestling with this. He's got to stop this attacking everybody around him. the Democrats will send up little guy after little guy to make him punch down. He needs to go after the president. He has to go after the president. We paid a ransom, folks. We paid a ransom to Iran. Donald Trump has to go after the president. He needs to punch somebody on his own level. Take Hillary Clinton out of the game. Run this ad from now until kingdom come and start punching back at the president. Stop punching the little guy. This Khazir Khan, listen, I feel bad. I feel bad. His son was a hero, but the parents are not. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. The son was an American hero. He was a patriot. He died for his country. The parents did not. I don't care what they say. It doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. This guy's an immigration lawyer for Muslims fast-tracking visas. He goes over, he does an interview on Middle Eastern TV the other night, and he says, Allah will stop Trump. That's what he says. Allah will stop Trump. Don't punch at this guy. It's not worth it to do it. It's not worth it. The campaign is being done all wrong. All wrong. He had the right idea. Get the groundswell and go with that. Ride the wave. But every time he goes to get on a surfboard, something distracts him. Something distracts him. Don't let this Paul Ryan and this John McCain stuff distract you. Tim Holtzkamp already lost in Kansas. Ride that wave. Ride the wave. Because if it's 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, 4 steps forward, 5 steps back, that doesn't lead to the White House. It doesn't. In fact, it may even lead to people now down ballot losing. This wasn't going to be the case. It wasn't going to be the case, people down ballot losing. Yes, the incumbent Republicans were going to lose, but they were going to lose in their primaries. They weren't going to lose in November. They were scared about losing their primaries because, God forbid, they have to get an actual job. That's what they were scared about. And it started to happen. Ride the wave. Let Paul Ryan lose. Let John McCain lose. It's the natural order of things right now. That's how it has to go. This is what absolutely created this movement, this Donald Trump movement, as weird as it is, as strange as it is, the blue-collar billionaire, whatever you want to call him, it's a weird movement. A lot of people are confused by it. A lot of big conservatives are saying, you know what, I support him, but I'm just not quite sure why. Is it just the wall? I don't know. But the campaign is off the rails right now. Absolutely off the rails. You have people like Holzkamp, who lost. People like McCain and like Paul Ryan, who hopefully will lose. They are the problem. I have called them in the past the lords of their districts, because that's what they are. They don't represent the views of the people, their constituents. They go back to them every 2 years, or in McCain's case, every 6 years, and say, guys, I have a better way. I know what you think, and I respect that, and I hear you, but I have a better way, and this is my new vision. No, that's not the way it works. The way it works is you represent the people. The people vote, and you are their voice in Washington. It's not the other way around. You are not Washington's voice in your district, which is how they are playing this, which is what McCain does, which is what Paul Ryan does, which is what John Boehner did. That's what they do. We're used to looking at this triangle upside down. That's not how it works. And now the base of the triangle has gotten so powerful and so vocal and so into this whole race between the Trump voters, the new people that are coming in, the Bernie voters. The base is mad. The base is tired of the establishment. They're tired of the same old, the status quo. And now you're going to go and endorse somebody that the base is tired with. I say don't do it. I say don't do it. I don't care if it shuts off the Republican GOP money machine. I don't care. You know what? The Koch brothers still won't give you money. The Bushes still won't get their machine cranking for you. Why does it matter? Let these people die on the vine. The people are speaking now. You need to listen to them. And he's not listening to them. An endorsement to Paul Ryan, an endorsement to John McCain, is the worst thing he could do. He's going to lose his groundswell. He's going to lose it. He's not so anti-establishment anymore if that's what he does. Now, if Paul Ryan came out originally and he said, you know what? Yes, Donald Trump won. He's a nominee. I support him 120%. Anything I can do to help, sir, would have been different. Paul Ryan caused this by not endorsing right away, saying he's not ready yet. He deserves to lose now. Now he deserves to lose. We're going to continue with this a little bit. We got some polls to talk about. We'll be back in a minute here on the Rhino Report.
You're listening to the Rhino Report, always right, on the RWB Network.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. If you think I am way off, if you think I am way off base with my assessment of how Donald Trump is running his campaign and what he needs to do in the future to actually win this thing, let me know. Email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and I'd love to hear your feedback on it. I'd love to hear your feedback, whether you're a big Trump supporter or even a never-Trumper. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. We're going to keep this going this is going to be a conversation for the next, 2.5-3 months now. We're going to have the Olympics. A lot of this politics dies down during the Olympics. It's going to squash everything. It may bring Donald Trump back a little even in the polls with Hillary, but then it's going to be an all-out assault. All-out assault for the remaining, 8 or 9 weeks. Crazy. So we saw that the president not only paid a ransom, $400 million to Iran, and hours later, our U.S. detainees were headed back to this country. Iran calls it a ransom. Every single military official is calling it a ransom, former or current. Now, the president says, no, we told you about this. Josh told you guys back in January. You don't remember? Oh, I don't know. We were paying attention to the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire and everything else to come after that in January. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. Was that what he said? Maybe he addressed that after we paid the first ransom, right, to get our sailors back. Maybe that's when he addressed it. If this was some sort of payment to make things whole again from a tribunal in Hague, which is what they're saying, they would have wired it. Yeah, they would have wired it. They said, oh, well, we couldn't wire it because the sanctions prevent us from wiring it. No, if you're making the country whole, you can bank wire the money. You don't have to now exchange that currency in for Swiss francs and euros and wampum and wooden nickels and little chocolate gold coins. You don't have to exchange it in for that stuff. You have to stick it in a suitcase and send it over on a cargo plane in the middle of the night. No, you wire the money. You lift the sanctions for 20 minutes, you wire the money, and boom. Now you have a banking relationship just to make them whole via a court's decree. We're being lied to. Always being lied to. Now, not only did that happen, and we found out about it, which is the worst part about it for them, because it happened anyway. The worst part for them is we found out about it. But mainstream media is just kind of telling you, well, you know, we forgot, I guess. I guess Obama's right. No big deal. Cover it up under the rug, On to the next thing. Let's talk about Kazir Khan a little bit more and how he lambasted Donald Trump, right? Let's go back to that because we stopped talking about that for, you know, a day or two. But not only did that happen, the other day we learned that now Obama is releasing hundreds of prisoners, federal prisoners. He has released, he has commuted the sentences of more prisoners than the previous 9 presidents combined. Combined. And these are not low-level drug offenses. Some kid with a dime bag that wind up getting bootstrapped and winds up doing 3 years in jail for having a dime bag on him. That's not what we're talking about. We have armed felons here. Armed felons. Big-time drug dealers. All sorts of different crimes. People serving life sentences. Over 60 people that he released were serving life sentences. Most of them because of the 3-strike rule. Which is a good rule. If you're going to be a career criminal, why not just stick you in jail? That's the theory behind it, and I agree wholeheartedly. I agree wholeheartedly. It is lawlessness at this point. And we've become used to it. We've become used to, over the last 18 months, of this lawless nature of this administration. Whether it was Benghazi and the cover-up there, the fact that they did not care about the American lives, all they cared about was the spin control. How can we spin this? What information can we feed to Susan Rice so she can go on the morning shows? We don't care that Americans are under attack. We care about what it's going to look like 40 days before a presidential election. That's what they cared about. Maybe it's emails, right? Maybe it was the emails. 33,000 deleted emails? FBI can't find them. Well, guess what? Julian Assange can. And he's releasing them. We're just used to being lied to. The FBI director reads a 14-minute indictment of Hillary Clinton and then says, well, you know what? No big deal. No prosecutor would prosecute this case. I just told you a 14-minute reason why she's a criminal and then told you that no reasonable prosecutor would take this case. Well, give it to Marilyn Mosby. She's not very reasonable. She'd be a good one to prosecute this, but she'd screw it up. She'd absolutely screw it up. Now we have the ransom that, you know, everyone kind of overlooked back in January when our 10 sailors were held hostage. Everyone overlooked it because we were too consumed with the Republican primary. We were consumed with this Bernie Sanders surge. It kind of got overlooked. There were other things going on. They were talking about contested conventions and all this stuff months and months and months before the actual first vote was cast. So it got overlooked. And then some more comes to light this week, and we're starting to look back on it. We're very used to being lied to. Very, very used to it. That's an issue. Does every candidate do that? Yeah, they do. Every single one. You cannot be a politician if you're not a good liar. But at what point does it become a detriment to your health, to your safety, to your security, to your family, to your job? If somebody wants to lie about something dumb, you know what? It is what it is. All of us are sinners, right? But when you start lying, and now it jeopardizes the security of your son or daughter in the military, or perhaps a loved one who works in law enforcement, now it becomes personal. It becomes personal. Which is, again, one reason why Donald Trump was so popular. Because you never thought he was lying to you. He might be brash. He may not have a very good vocabulary. But you don't think he's lying to you. You think you're getting a good shake out of him. You don't get that feeling with Hillary. You don't get that feeling with Obama. You know you're being lied to and you take it anyway. Thank you, sir. May I have another? That's what it's become. We've become conditioned to it. We expect it. We even look for it at times. Democrats must look for it. Look at all these people. Look at the one in Florida, that Corinne Brown. She raised $800,000 for this bogus charity. She gave one $1,000 scholarship to one child use the rest of the money on country club admissions and Super Bowl tickets and football tickets and skyboxes and all these different events, these parties she was holding. Right? That's what we heard from her, and it was okay. Well, she got indicted, and she screamed the race card. Well, that's because I'm not white, right? No, it's because you stole $799,000. But mainstream media doesn't really cover it. It was a blip. It was a blip. It's gone now. No one remembers it. Most of you probably didn't even know what I'm talking about. But the lying has become rampant. Absolutely rampant. You have to fess up. This was a ransom payment. There are no two ways about it. No two ways about it. You can come on TV and you can do that little jokey giggle he does, the president. Well, come on, guys. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. This is silly. Whenever he does that, you know he's lying. That is a sure tell from the president. Whenever he gets that stupid little giggle, you know he's lying. I would love to play poker with this guy. Love to do it. But we have to make a decision now. It's coming up quickly. We're 3 weeks from Labor Day. 3 weeks. Now, most people don't really start paying attention to the presidential race until Labor Day. That's what we're told. However, 16 million people did go out to vote in a primary, an unprecedented number. So people are paying attention. And we have to make a decision. Status quo, we don't mind being lied to as long as we have a roof over our head. Or do we take it straight? Do we lick the salt and bite the lemon and say, you know what? We need someone who's going to give it to us straight. What do we do? I know what I want to do. I know what I want to do. The polls, listen, the polls are the polls right now. Lots of bad numbers. Tons and tons of bad numbers. Down 14 points in the Maris McClatchy, which is a little bit skewed. Down 9 points in the NBC poll, Wall Street Journal. CBS poll, he was down, I think, 7 points. We're showing some losses in some of the states right now that are swing states and some that aren't even swing states. Georgia is showing a +4 for Hillary. Not a very credible poll, but it's still there. It's what people see. People want to go with the winner. So we got to figure out how to turn these things around. And Donald Trump has to do it by staying on message and keeping with the theme that we are being lied to every single day. All right, guys, it's been a lot of fun. I always enjoy doing these weekend shows. We get to talk a little bit more. We get to get into some more minutia. It's not just reading the news like we kind of do during the week. Well, not read the news, but discuss the news. We can kind of look at the week, look back at it, and say, what is really important? What do we really have to talk about? So I'm glad we get to do that on these weekend shows. Remember, you can always find this show. It's a one-hour-long show. It's on crntalk.com at 2 p.m. Eastern and Red Nation Rising Radio, also at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's a live show. You can call in. We'll have a good time. We have a lot of fun on the show. We do. It's a lot of fun. It's fast-paced, you know. And always check out the old episodes on iTunes and TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Lots of places to catch the show. So, hey guys, thanks so much. A big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until Monday, have a great weekend, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.